dear friends across the ocean. Greetings of love from the island of Kauai. By now you have probably received your invitation to the Monterey Seminar in April, originally scheduled for Newport, Oregon. Spirit has wisely moved us to this interesting fishing village on the coast, and I'm quite sure that we can all bring to this experience a new level of our consciousness and take away from it a still higher level called permanent soul consciousness. That will be the purpose of the seminar in April. And I bid you welcome to it. In preparation for that very special seminar, we begin today three tapes. And this being the first of those three, we want to lay a groundwork so that by the time April rolls around, all of us can be working from the level of the consciousness of peace, the consciousness of knowing so well who we are that we are no longer robots for the world mind. We're going to call these the three self-surrender tapes, but it must be clarified so that we all understand the deep significance of the term self-surrender. And I think the best way we can accomplish that is to look at our own lives and to think for a moment about what self-surrender means to us. Most of us at one time or another have said, if I could only get myself out of the way to let the Spirit of Grace flow freely, I would gladly give up anything that I own to find this true illumination. And I say unto you, if you really intend to enter permanent soul consciousness while on this earth, it would be very wise first to examine the goals that you have established for yourself in this life. You may find, for example, that your goals and self-surrender are incompatible. You may find, for example, that you have developed a certain pattern or mold which makes self-surrender very difficult and sometimes almost impossible. Now, let's suppose that you are a career man or woman, or even a housewife career woman. No matter what you are doing at this point, you certainly want to be successful and, if possible, outstanding. Your goals should include happiness, health, security, harmony in your relationships, and also you will require a certain steady source of income to support your particular lifestyle. No doubt you expect the good things of life, if possible, a comfortable home, an automobile, recreation, travel, culture, hobbies, interesting friends, and probably you want creative outlets for your energy. You want love, companionship. You want to be appreciated. And if possible, you also want new challenges to stimulate you. And in a broader sense, you would like to find some way in which you can serve the human race. That sounds like a fairly full and normal plan for living for most people. But if you examine it closely, something is missing. Something vital. Actually, millions of well-intentioned and very dedicated people have followed these normal goals only to find disillusionment, frustration, and sometimes a total breakdown, a complete breakdown of their life force. It seems that behind the human picture there is an activity of the world mind at work, which is ever changing things contrary to the will of man. And so we have unemployment, counterfeit dollar bills, shortages, overcrowded hospitals, rapes, muggings, malignancies, volcanoes, floods, and every kind of atrocity that man has ever known. All within this contemporary civilization. And for many individuals, the bottom suddenly drops out. It drops out of a marriage, it drops out of a business. We lose control of our lives. Something vital is snatched away from us. Something vital is denied to us. Somehow we can't find the button to regain control. And then for some other reason, inexplicable to most of us, we continually repeat our many mistakes over and over again, never realizing that we are victims of a universal error which violates divine truth. And innocently we have become enmeshed in a way of life, in personal goals, in desires and ambitions, so deeply that we have forgotten to remember that God, the Spirit, the source of life, has established goals for us. We have forgotten that the image and likeness of God, the image and likeness of Spirit, has no personal goals and has no personal will. And in that oversight, we have renounced oneness with our own source. We have identified with the dream ego, a dream personality, living in a dream body in a dream world. And automatically, we move under the dream law of karma. Not the one power of divine grace. Mankind has surrendered dominion by surrendering his identity. And even if we rise to the pinnacle of human success in this world, inevitably, whether we like it or not, there is a moment when we exit, a moment when we come crashing down, because there is no way that a dream can be sustained forever. The goals established for you and each individual on this earth are very specific. If we ignore them, we ignore God. And if we ignore God, we find to our surprise that God ignores us. These are peculiar times. Uncertain times, times of vague unrest, internationally and domestically. We do not even know if we will reach the 21st century in one piece, if at all. And for you and me, pilgrims in the spirit, we realize that ignoring the goals of God is suicidal. They lead to death and reincarnation unless they are fulfilled. When fulfilled, these goals yield grace in life eternal. Harmony, peace, love, wholeness, glory. The power to manifest the Word of God, to live in the kingdom of God, to know the Father aright, to be the living image and likeness of infinite spirit. At college, a counselor tells each student what his goals should be. A vocational counselor. Then there's the IQ test to tell us our aptitudes. Then there's science telling us, religion telling us, education telling us, all setting forth for us the goals that men think we should follow. The goals established by God are different. They are sacred goals on the path of eternal truth. Goals that can be relied upon. Goals that lead each individual out of a material dream, out of a divided consciousness, and into the blessed realization of divine life. You must realize that without these goals, just as we know not what to pray for, we know not what to surrender. And usually, if you can judge from the visible world today, man is surrendering the wrong things. And so let each of us look at these God-given goals, the goals that have been expressed by the Father, the goals we can trust, and see if these goals have yet become our goals. God-given goal, number one. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. That kingdom of God, we know, means the kingdom of spirit. Seek the Spirit, and all things will be added unto you. Now, because these words are trustworthy, we know that if you seek the Spirit, automatically you will find security, protection, supply, happiness, health, harmony, joy, love, peace, companionship. Because, Son, all that I have is thine. Seek ye first the Spirit. That becomes then the paramount God-given goal. Goal number two, my kingdom of spirit, is not of this world. Therefore, when you seek the kingdom, do not seek the things in this material world, but rather seek first my spirit. Seek the substance. Do not seek the mental image of matter. You are learning right there that matter is mental, that the things of this world are part of the dream. And to take you out of the dream, spirit directs you to find the kingdom which is not of this world. God-given goal number three. The things of this world are only added things. They are not the main event. Enjoy them to the fullest. They are not denied to you. But if you make them your life goal, you will lose your dominion over your own life, and you will follow the decoy. God-given goal number four. I say unto you, except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. At present, you are walking this earth in the appearance of a dream body, which we call a material body. But God's goal for you is that you step out of this material sense of body and be reborn into your spiritual body. That you walk on this earth, in this incarnation, as a divine being of spirit. This is the ordained path to dominion over the false powers of matter. All human karma, pain, error, misery, despair, frustration, ignorance, death are nothing more than our human refusal to live here now as spiritual being, as spiritual substance, as the living substance of God, rather than as matter, substance of the mortal dream. God-given goal number 5. And this is the great mystical commandment of the Master. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God . And that means thou shalt love infinite spirit with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. And this is the secret command to love spirit totally. Remember that. Totally, not matter. It is a command to become aware of spirit as the only reality, the only presence, and the only universe. And this command is the key to life. God-given goal number 6. This is a spiritual universe where your mind sees and feels a material universe, an invisible universe exists. You can learn to live now in that spiritual universe, in that spiritual body, and while doing this, you can enjoy everything that is necessary for your total fulfillment by grace. This is the miracle of perfect divine life. And it can be the experience of every individual who moves faithfully in the goals established by Infinite Spirit. God-given goal number 7. Return to your source. Return to your Father's house. Transcend the human ego. Transcend all limited human concepts of matter. Return to your spiritual identity. Scarcely a week goes by that something is brought to my attention from some part of the world in which individuals are suffering from one oversight. They tell me what is wrong. They tell me what they lack. They tell me what hurts. They tell me what they seem unable to control. And wherever an individual learns in return that what he really lacks is his awareness of spiritual identity, there comes a turning, a strength, an inner intuition a resolve, a power. And in the practice of identity, not human ego, not human personality, not man or woman in the flesh, a new force seems to flow through and from that individual, slowly and sometimes quickly, adjusting that life closer and closer to the divine image and likeness. Return to your identity. God-given goal number 8. The kingdom of spirit is neither low here nor low there. Not in holy temples built by men. Not in human authorities who bring human truth. But the kingdom of spirit, God, is within you because it is your very being. When you ignore the kingdom of spirit in your daily life, you ignore yourself. To accept less than spiritual identity and a spiritual life is to accept less than you are. And the price is always the withdrawal from you of the powers of spirit and the substance of spirit, so that you walk without the divine powers to guide you into the harmony of life. Within you means you are the Spirit of God now. God-given goal number 9. There is a way to free yourself into your identity. The way is I in the midst of you, I am the way. Look past your brain. Look past your logic. Look past your reasoning. Look past your 5 senses. These faculties are doomed to failure. Only spirit can lead you to spiritual identity in the spiritual universe. Only I, in you, can make you one with your infinite source. Only I can give you the Holy Spirit and guide you into all truth. For him that cometh to me will I in no way cast out. These are the words of Spirit. These are the goals set forth by Spirit for you. And this is the method established by Spirit. The witness of God planted in the midst of you is the divine way shower who guides you through the secret pathway of light to your eternal self. Now, unless these goals are your life goals, you are going to wander off into a divided consciousness. And it should be equally clear that Spirit has provided these goals for you to make you as perfect as your Father which art in heaven. So you have the assurance of Spirit. That self-surrender is quite more than just giving up cigarettes or meatless Fridays or other little problems that come up in your human sense of life. Self-surrender is surrender of self. It is not subject to your human whim or to human speculation. When you are told to choose God or mammon, you are told to choose spirit or matter, not both. And if you look deeply at that, you are being told to choose reincarnation or transition to life eternal. These goals sharply focus into one concentrated effort to make your transition from matter to spirit. And then all lesser goals of self-surrender, the material things we thought we had to give up, will fall into place in our overall plan. Transition from matter to spirit, from the self that dies to the self that is deathless. Transition to the perfect image and likeness of God, which is infinite spirit. Are you ready? Can you accept these goals? Every one of them. This is the expressed will of God . And be assured, it cannot be fulfilled by anyone who clings to material forms or to the false belief that the life of spirit can exist in a mortal form. And so I say to you today, with all love, if you wish to obey the will of Spirit, you must convert, transform to the ageless, undying, indestructible body of Spirit and learn to walk, to live, to have your being in this invisible body of eternal essence, which has no mortal boundaries, no mortal limitations, and can never enter into a temporary lifespan. This spiritual body is not the child of woman, and it is not confined to human needs, human concepts, human karma. As we turn our will and our ego over to I, the master within, we release our human selfhood in full, that we may be regenerated, transformed into the living spiritual child of infinite perfect being. Peace be still. This is the real surrender. Surrender your false, temporary, mortal, material identity in the appearance of flesh. I tell you, this is a narrow path. The child of flesh, born of woman, must be immaculately reconceived as living spirit. Your transformation is your immaculate conception. This is your goal. And this is the level of the infinite way that we as a group have accepted as our goal. And to any individual who is determined to fulfill that level, we extend the warm embrace of eternal spiritual love and fulfillment. Release, release your concept that you are incomplete. Release your concept that God could withhold from you anything necessary for you to be perfect as your Father. In the true sense of the word, forgive God. Forgive the Father. Erase from your consciousness the belief that God has left you incomplete in any way. What are you missing? What do you think you are missing? Listen carefully. What you think you are missing is not what you are really missing. What you are missing is your spiritual identity. For when you have that, all things that seem to be missing are added unto you. That is your Aladdin's lamp. And you won't have to rub it. Your spiritual identity contains all that God has. And when you say, I miss this, or I miss that, you are saying that you are not spirit, the child of the infinite Father. Make your correction. I have. To him that hath will be given. Because to him who knows who he is, all already is given. Ah, yes, you say, I lack supply. The words won't get me supply. I lack companionship. I lack good health. I lack security. I'm 62 and three-quarter years old. And it won't be long before I have a little pink slip in the mail or a little badge rewarding me for my lifetime of service, and I'll be dismissed. What's ahead for me? Everything looks bleak. Yes, that is exactly the way it will be for anyone who has not learned to accept spiritual identity, completeness in God. Now fully concentrate, eliminating every other thought from your mind down to one infinite thought. I have all that God has in my spiritual identity. Every need is already fulfilled in this vast, invisible spiritual universe. All my needs exist fulfilled. They can only flow into expression through my spiritual body, through my spiritual life. And if I do not live in them, these things cannot flow forth into visible manifestation. I have a spiritual identity, and I will spend my effort, my time, my energy, my thought, developing my awareness and fidelity to that which I am instead of to that which I am not. This exercise of forgiving God, releasing God from your false concepts, and realizing that you are self-complete in spirit now, should be practiced frequently until you will never deny it by word or deed, until the moment you want to say, I'm missing this or that, your tongue refuses to say the words because you know better. And then you are still to let your soul show you the truth of the spiritual treasures that you already possess. The substance of all form is within your being. Now, if you have previously thought that self-surrender meant giving up things and habits, you're really seeing only a small picture, a small portion of what you really have to do. On the higher level of self-surrender, it is not a giving up, but rather an accepting. Accepting the truth, accepting the reality, accepting your spiritual powers, your spiritual identity, your spiritual consciousness, accepting your spiritual life, accepting your perfect spiritual body, knowing that they are now existent, that they are omnipresent, that they are indestructible, and that you are a whole being. A spiritual being, a divine being, and to let your decisions flow from that level, from that self, trusting those spiritual decisions to visibly, tangibly express in their own way the perfection of God right here in this world. Yes, we do surrender our human will, our desires, our ambitions. We surrender them to our spiritual will. We surrender our beliefs and judgments of the senses in material powers of good and evil. We surrender the belief in lack and limitation, in seeking material fulfillment. All this is surrendered because we know that in our real identity, spirit, the substance of God, all is included now. With this basic conviction, you live an entirely different kind of life. You trust the sacred statements of God. You trust them more than you trust your own human brain, more than you trust your eyes and your ears. And in that total self-surrender, you release hidden manna. You release treasures of the Spirit that take you out of the false influence of the material problems and powers in this world, which is not the divine kingdom. We are all going to overcome our material sense of self if we wish to fulfill these goals. And in doing so, you will fulfill the Word of God expressed in Scripture. And as Scripture has promised, as the voice of Spirit has promised, to him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, the fullness of life. I'm reminded again of Joel in that trip to South Africa. When he went there to visit his students, he arrived without his baggage. Here he was, a living master. And for some reason or other, his baggage was lost. It was very interesting the way Spirit turned that experience around to give the world a powerful lesson in truth. For 3 weeks he waited. Then suddenly it hit him, and he was reunited with his spiritual selfhood. He was enabled to say to himself, "What am I doing? There's no truth at all in this picture. Here we are living in a spiritual universe where nobody has any need of baggage. Whatever there is of reality is incorporeal, spiritual, and omnipresent. Whatever appears as finite baggage in time and space must be an image and thought. It can have no reality. So I've been fooled into hoping and waiting for material baggage to turn up in a spiritual universe where every idea is omnipresent." Joel says it was that understanding that brought him out of the error. But it wasn't only the quick return of the baggage after that realization that completed the experience. Something bigger came out of it. You see, the problem, Joel said, wasn't solved until I stopped thinking about baggage. And that's pretty much the same as not treating hearts, not treating lungs, not treating stomachs, not giving these organs a treatment. Because that takes you out of spiritual being. Belief that the baggage would return is the same as believing that a heart will get well. Now there you have an amazing principle. To believe that a heart will get well is a spiritual mistake. To believe that a lung will be repaired, a marriage will recover, a business will recover, or that our national economy will return to normal. These are all part of the same dream, the same error. Now that may sound foolish to our human minds, and that is precisely why this truth has been veiled for centuries. The instant that you stop expecting a condition to improve and stop believing in the existence of matter, you are seeking first the kingdom of spirit. And you are overcoming the belief that spirit created material supply, a material heart, a material lung, a material body, a material marriage, or a material business. But when you accept yourself as spirit, your family as spirit, your neighbor as spirit, your supply as spirit, and even your so-called enemies as spirit. The material conditions cannot enter into your experience. They must dissolve. Because when you realize that spirit, which is all, cannot create these errors, mistakes, or evils, you can no longer be victimized by the material illusion. When you think not, when you take no thought for your life, when you are faithful to invisible spirit as the reality behind the mental images of matter that we all carry in our minds, then the law of spirit actively flows in your consciousness. Lost baggage appears. Physical conditions dissolve. The entire spiritual universe welcomes you back into the Father's house and showers its gift upon you. I'm glad to see that here in our first tape we've really moved out into the higher ground of self-surrender, because we all must learn to reach beyond human harmony, beyond human goals, and walk out on the waters of spiritual identity, understanding it, accepting it, realizing it, and living in it. Eternal life lived in while the human sense you appear as flesh. Accepting the perfection of spirit now as identity, as reality, as your only self, will give you the confidence to fear no thing, no person, and no condition on this earth. Neither man, disease, lack, pain, forces of nature, nor the illusion of death. There is somewhere within you a capacity, a resolve, to find the strength, to find the vision, to impregnate your soul with a determination to follow not your human mind, not your sense reactions, but to follow the goals established for you by the Spirit of God.